I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only to the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Man, they're in trouble. Verse 14. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon, a hurricane, a tornado. And when the ship was caught, we could not bear up into the wind. We let her drive. There was the first time in the Bible they had a woman driver. Look what happened. She hit the rocks. And her insurance went up. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write it. I just preach it. Verse 16. Run under a certain island, which is called Clauda. Uh-oh. And had much work to come by the boat. Bondo. Had to get new bumpers and headlights. Verse 18. And we, look at this, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest. Have you ever felt like that in your life? Just tossed. Somebody asked me one time, how's it going, Brother Danny? I said, I feel like I'm a ping pong ball. Bang, 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 bang. You just get knocked back and forth. You ever felt like that in your life? Tossed with a tempest. They lightened the ship. Verse 22. Paul said, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me, listen to what Jason just saying, this night the angel of God, that's an appearance of Jesus Christ. You say, I said angel. Jesus is called the angel of God sometimes. You say, how do you get that? Read the rest of the verse. Whose I am and whom I serve. Got that? That's a different kind of angel, brother. Saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Verse number 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Verse 41. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the wave, violence of the waves. Verse 43. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Look one more time back there at verse 35. Right in the middle of all this, he said, Paul took bread and gave thanks to God. There's a Thanksgiving message in the time of a storm. Now, I want to preach on that this morning. Being thankful in the time of a storm. This is not your normal Thanksgiving. They're out on a ship being tossed to where they honestly think they're not going to make it. Their lives are in danger. And right in the middle of that, Paul takes bread and breaks it and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give thanks to God. Somebody probably said, what are you talking about giving thanks to God? We're about ready to die, man. We ain't got time for no prayer meeting. He said, we're going to thank God in our storm. We are not thanking God for our storm. Some crazy person come out one time. I've heard people say this. They said, well, we're supposed to thank God for everything. No, we're not. The Bible did not say we're to be thankful for everything. It says we're supposed to be thankful in everything. Well, I got knocked down a couple of weeks ago. We're playing ball. This guy run over me. He's about three times bigger than me. And I'm telling you, me and him hit like that. And I'm telling you, like to broke my hip, knee, and everything about 2 weeks ago. I did not jump up and say, thank you, Lord. That felt so good. I did not. I did say, thank you. He didn't kill me. See, I'm thankful in my trouble, but I'm not thankful for that storm. And Paul gave thanks to God in the presence of all. I'm preaching on being thankful in the storm. When we think about Thanksgiving, here's what we think. Boy, did you have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah, did you? You know what we think? All the family got together, and boy, we had turkey and dressing and pumpkin pie, and we had all this stuff here. Boy, we all sat down, and I ate dressing and gravy and them little red things they put. What's them red things they put beside you? Cranberry, yeah. And we had all that kind of stuff. I just make it look good. And we had green beans and mashed potatoes. And, boy, we had Pepsi. And we had dessert and cheesecake and macaroni and cheese and everything. Boy, with that. And you know what? We said, we just had the best Thanksgiving. And we say, thank the Lord. Everybody's here and everybody's safe. And everybody. Now, I hope everybody here has a Thanksgiving like that. But I'm telling you, some people won't. You may be going through the worst storm of your life on Thanksgiving Day. I hope you don't. Hope I ain't prophesying. But it's a very good possibility. I've had some rough Thanksgivings. I've had some Thanksgivings when I was hurting so bad in my stomach. Not physically, but I was worried and sick and scared and feared for my life and my ministry and everything that I couldn't even eat hardly. And when it's like that, we need to still be thankful. Can you be thankful in the storm? I mean, we're having early Thanksgiving. We're having Thanksgiving today at my sister's at her cabin up in Black Mountain, and we'll be going up there after church today. And all the family's going to meet, and then the girls got about three more Thanksgiving dinners they go to on Thanksgiving Day, and now I'll be at home starving to death on Thanksgiving Day. But I hope everybody has a good one. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving Day. But you know what? It may be in the storm. It may be in the storm. They're on a ship. Have you ever been on a ship that was tossed? I have one time. And buddy, let me tell you, that one time was enough, man. I'm telling you what, that one time was enough. One time we was going down somewhere. I've been to the Caribbean. I've baptized people in the Caribbean down in Haiti. And it's not really that great. It's nasty, really. All their sewage and stuff runs right out of their cities, right in it. But you see, they just show you the pretty parts on TV to get the Americans money. But I was down there, and we was on this boat. And we was on a boat, I'm guessing, about as long as near the door over there. That seems like a big boat to us in here, but on the ocean, that's a little boat. That's a very little boat. And we got out there, and there was probably, I'm thinking, there was going to take us to a little island, and there's about 75 people on that boat. And we sat around the edges of it, weird looking thing. It was round like this, and went to point, round like this. And we all sitting, we were sitting there, and buddy, when we got out there, the weather was bad, and them waves started coming, and that thing started doing this. And I'll never forget that. I never forget that. And I thought, oh my goodness. It was scarier than any of them rides that we were. You'd go up like this, and you'd be looking down at the water, honestly. And then people would be like, and you'd have to hold on to your seat. And then it would go whoop up the other way, and the water was down there. You could see the sky. And then it go, whoop, and you can look down and see the water. And then it go, whoop. Now, this ain't a ride. You say, oh, boy, I'd love to ride. Not out there in that ocean, brother. I mean, it's 5 miles deep. And, I mean, there's sharks. And there ain't no way you couldn't see land in any direction. And the wind was tough. I'm telling you, I got scared. And I remember I grabbed the whole side of that thing. And I said, Lord, if you'll get us out of this, I will never, by your grace, get on one of these things again like that. I mean, it was awful. I mean, I was scared. And I know probably everybody on that boat, they had any sin. They was praying. And you know what? That's the way this was. There was 276 people on this boat. I mean, it got rough. Have you ever had it rough? Have you ever been through a storm? I'm telling you, life can get hard sometimes, people. Life can be rough. It ain't always a rose garden. It's not always easy. The Christian life, sometimes it's like you're in a storm and you don't see how you're going to make it. You don't see how you're going to get through. You don't see how you're going to get it. I've been many a times when I didn't know what I was going to do. I remember many a time when I thought, Lord, I'm not going to make it. I remember many a time saying, Lord, my ship is tossed. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I remember laying in the bed night after night after night after night saying, God, my ship is lost at sea. I'm telling you, life can become a storm sometimes. If you've never been through the storm, you just hold on. Your times are coming. You ever been through a time you walked in, you lost your job? You walked in, the boss, you had no idea it was coming, and the boss said, sorry, your job's being terminated. We're not going to need you anymore. And you got bills to pay, and you got a wife and a family to support, and you got obligations and a mortgage, and you just went in debt and bought a house or bought a car, and you've been, and you're trying, and you think, dear God, what am I going to do? Dear God, what am I going to do? And then about that time you have pain in the body, and you go to the doctor, and he said, we're going to have to send this off. We're going to have to do a biopsy on this. Listen, brother, life can be going good and then go bad really, really quick. You can go through storm. And I'm looking at people in here this morning that's going through storm. Have you ever come in? Have you ever come in and looked, and the wife or husband, their car's gone, and then you find a note on the table that says, I don't love you anymore. I don't want to be married anymore. And then you see, you thought back and you saw little warning signs coming. Listen, a divorce is one of the worst. I know they laugh about it. They make jokes about it. Everybody on TV jokes about it, like, yeah, man, that's what you need to do. Leave her, leave him, and all that. Listen, a divorce is one of the worst storms a person can ever go through. It's gut-wrenching. It's horrible. It's awful. I mean, you think you're going to die. You can't eat. You can't sleep. You feel like you can't make. You think, dear God, what am I going to do? Dear God, I failed you. God, I'm telling you this morning, in the midst of that storm, the Bible said, Paul gave thanks unto God. Unto God. You think I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to burn in hell. God's been good to me. God took care of me. Thank God in your storm. I'm just going to say a few things about it, and I'll let you go. There's always something to be thankful for. You may not be able to eat steak. You may be like that fella I said, heard, you know, them old rednecks up in Gatlinburg. There's two of them talking. One of them, you know, them old stand-up guys and play instruments and stuff. One of them said, now, he's a good cook. He said, he is. He said, yes, sir, he's a good cook. And he said, he got on the microphone and he said, yes, sir, the other day I prepared Himalayan possum for my family. He said, Himalayan possum? He said, how many of you have ever heard of Himalayan possum? It's a dessert and a fine meal and everything. And nobody said, Himalayan possum? Shoo, that sounds awful. He said, how'd you fix it? He said, I found Himalayan on the side of the road and fried him. And if it might get that bad. Amen? It might get that bad, you have to have Himalayan possum. But I tell you one thing, when your ship is lost at sea, that's when Jesus rescues me. I come this morning to tell somebody here, and I don't know who you are. I know some of you. There's somebody here, your gut's hurting today, and it ain't because you're sick. It's because of what's going on in your life. And you're hurt. You're hurt, and you're scared, and you're worried, and your feelings are, your spirit's crushed, and you just don't know how you're going to make it. The Lord told me to tell you through His Word this morning, give thanks in the middle of the storm and watch God see you through. You know, they asked Charles Spurgeon, and I do this a lot. You know why I preach on trouble so much? Because I've had some. You know why a lot of preachers just get up and bless everybody out all the time? They get real self-righteous and they never had no trouble. And they said, I believe it was D.L. Moody one time. They asked him, he said, how do you, he said, he who preaches to broken hearts will never want for a congregation. He who preaches to broken hearts will never want for a congregation. Because there's always somebody sitting out there saying, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. Now, I don't know who you are this morning. I don't know what's going on. And all you people that your life's all perfect and you got everything right, you just ought to shout your head off this morning because your day's coming. Your day's coming. I mean, if it ain't marriage problems, it'll be physical problems. If it ain't physical, it'll be financial. And if it ain't financial, it'll be something else. Car wreck, trouble, somebody in the family going to hurt, somebody going to hurt. Some, you know, the song says somebody's hurting, somebody's crying, somebody needs help, somebody needs... This life! It's full of storms. Thank God we can be thankful to God in the storm. I'll just say a couple of things right quick. It's an unusual time. It's a time in his life when he was unsettled. As far as we know, Paul didn't even have a place to live. He was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a far cry from some of these big shot, hot shot TV preachers today who believe that we are reigning with Christ now and live a lavish lifestyle and have a private jet and never have a burden or never have a care. Listen, the Apostle Paul was in a ship going like that. He was unsettled and he was unsure. He was unsure about what was going to happen. Not only was it an unusual time, it was an unusual circumstance. It was terrible. Maybe the worst time in life. I don't know. It said he was tossed exceedingly. Have you ever been tossed? I was having problems the other day, and somebody sent me a text and said, when everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, praise His name. You can praise the hurt away. And I believe that this morning. I believe that. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, praise His name. Just lift your hands and say, greater is He that's within me than he that is in this world. You know how to get out of your storm this morning? Raise your hands and say, dear God, I know I love You and I know You love me and I know there's a better day ahead. I know the sun's going to shine again. I know You're going to bless me. I know You're going to get me through. Ladies and gentlemen, be thankful in the time of a storm. You can have the best Thanksgiving you've ever had if you'll be thankful in your storm. You say, well, I'm not a bit thankful. I mean, here I am and this ain't happening, that ain't happening. Me and my boyfriend broke up and he's not coming for Thanksgiving and I'm going to die. You probably ought to shout you got rid of that nerd. You ought to be like that one girl said, she stole my boyfriend. You probably ought to write her a thank you card. Amen. I'm so happy for you. Thank you. The Lord used you to deliver me. But listen, I'm going to tell you something this morning. We ought to be thankful in the storm. In the storm. The Lord's my rock. In Him I hide. A shelter in the time of a storm. You know what I found out? I found out you're going to go through times in your life when nobody can help you but Jesus. And then He's going to get you in a place where you can't figure it out and nobody else can either. Only the Lord can help you. You know what that makes you do? It makes you trust Him. It makes you. The Lord's put me in a place too in my life, a bunch of them, when I had to trust Him. Because, see, we like to be comfortable. We like to know that the money's coming in. We like to know the bills are paid. We like to know we have some, you know, in case of a rainy day. We like to have it all figured out. You know what God will do? He'll jerk a rug out from under you once in a while to where you ain't got nothing but Him. And when you realize you ain't got nothing but Him, you'll realize He's all you needed anyway. All along. Shelter! In the time of storm. Sometimes God shows up strong in the time of your storm. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over here eating pork chops and biscuits and gravy. The Lord, He blessed them, but He wasn't with them in person. You know when He showed up? When they was in the fire. Here they go in the fire. And they're going to burn if God don't do a miracle. And their hands are tied. And their feet are tied. And it was so hot that it burned up the men that throwed them in. And they said, here I go, Lord. I'm never going to make it. Have You left me? God, have You left me? And they go in that fire. And about that time, somebody looked and there's four men walking around inside that fire and they feel no hurt. They could have jumped out of there. They burned the ropes off of them. And you know what? I'll preach on this maybe one day soon. The only thing that fire burned off is what the world put on them. That's all it done anyway. When you're in the fire, fiery trial, you know what God does? He's just burning that junk off the world put on you. He's burning that sin off of you. He's burning that junk that you wasn't supposed to have in your life anyway. So He lets you go through the fire. It burned them ropes off that the world put on them. And as in there saying, glory to God, man. There's Jesus walking around in here with us. Listen, the Lord don't always deliver us out of the fire, but if He don't, He will be with you in the fire and walk around with you. I'm telling you this morning, you might have lost your job. You may have to eat. You may have to eat potted meat and crackers on Thanksgiving Day. You may not have a dime to your name, but I'm telling you, He's with you. He's with you. The Lord said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. He'll be with you in a time of storm. He had unusual results. Being thankful in the storm is extremely beneficial. Because when he was, the ship struck land. I will say something to you this morning. If you'll stay faithful to God in your storm, you'll have unusual results. God's going to bless you one way or the other. All of us remember a young man, 36 years old, who sat right in here, Brother Bo. A year ago, he was sitting right here, right there, one somewhere right in here. He come to this church, first time he come. He was a bouncer down there in a bar in Charlotte somewhere. Big, strong, healthy boy. He started hurting right here in his leg, and he went to the doctor. The doctor said, it's cancer. And he told me, Brother Danny, it's a fast-spreading kind. It's going to kill me. He said, if God don't do a miracle. And we all saw how he suffered. We watched him go down. And the last Sunday he was alive, we went down there to sing for him. There was about 40 of us went down to sing for him in the hospital. And his spirit was still right. I mean, he's laying there on his deathbed right now at his funeral. He said, I want you to preach now. He said, I want you to tell people how to get saved. He was thankful in that terrible, terrible. And you can't get much worse storm than what he was in.
Amen.
It don't get much worse than that. He couldn't even let us come in and sing for him. They said he was screaming in pain so bad. But right to the end, old Bo said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep. And he went out of here shouting, brother, and went to him. You say, well, God didn't deliver him. Oh, yes, he did, too. That's the best kind of deliverance you can get. He's up there shouting right now, feeling sorry for us. You talking, Lord, they probably got a turkey they're going to eat up there biggest from here to that wall. Can you imagine just keep on eating and eating and eating and eating and you don't ever get full or fat or have to get heartburn or nothing? My brother-in-law, man, he smokes turkey. I don't mean he's like that, you know. You bunch of drug addicts in here get the wrong idea. He's got this big old barrel. And he cooks turkey in it all night long on a fire. And my sons-in-law, everyone said, that's the best turkey I ever eat. But it'll keep, Lord, it'll about 10 o'clock tonight, you feel like you're on fire on the inside. Can you imagine eating turkey and dressing and then strawberry cheesecake after that? And just keep on eating it, brother. Eight or 10 days in a row. It feels good going down your throat. And that's what old Bo's doing this morning. He don't have a pain. He don't have a worry. He don't have a care. I'm telling you, he kept praising God through his storm, and God delivered him out. And he'll do the same thing for you. It may not be how you want. It may not be when you want. But the Bible said every one of these people got through this thing, and they made it on through. Now, you may be here this morning and you say, if God loves me, why am I having to go through what I'm having to go through? And the obvious answer from the Bible is to make you a better person. The purest silver is produced from the hottest furnace. The hottest, brightest lightning bolt is seen from the darkest storm clouds. The darker those storm clouds, the brighter that bolt. I told you one time, me and old Danny Chappell was talking. Y'all remember Brother Danny? And I was down there in Alabama, and he sat me down. And he said, I want to ask you some questions. He started asking me about church and preaching and stuff like that. And I said, Brother Danny, I said, trouble follows me. Anybody that knows that knows me. If anything crazy can happen, it happens to me. I can tell y'all stories you would not believe. It couldn't be an accident. There's no way it could be an accident. The devil's been on my trail since I started preaching. I said, trouble follows. He said, I'll tell you something else that follows you. I said, what? And he said, fruit. I said, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I was scared of him. He was so big, you know, and everything. And I thought, you know what? The brightest lightning bolt is seen in front of the darkest storm. You know why? Do you know why we shine bright sometimes? Because behind us is a dark, dark storm. I'm telling you, I read a couple of stories. I'll give you these and I'm through. There's a guy named, I can't remember his first name, Wallace, I think maybe? Wallace Johnson, that's his name. He was a builder of the Holiday Inns. Built many of them when they first started. When he was 40 years old, he walked into work one day and his boss man fired him from his job. He had a house payment, he had a wife, I assume kids, and he was in trouble. He went home and he tore all to pieces, and his wife said, "Honey, what in the world are we going to do?" And he stepped up and he said, "I'm going to mortgage my house, get a second loan on it, and I'm going to start me a business." And he built two little buildings and sold them, and built another building and sold it, and in 5 years he's a millionaire. And later on in his life, he looked back and he said, "That was the best thing that ever happened to me, was getting fired from my job." And he said, "If I could find that man that fired me, I'd go back and shake his hand and thank him." And that's the way life is, people. Sometimes you think the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life, later on down the road, you'll look back and you say, "You know what? If it hadn't been for that, this wouldn't have happened, and that wouldn't have happened, and this wouldn't have happened, and that wouldn't have." You're not thankful for it, but you can be thankful in it, because it made you a better person. You ought to be thankful in your storm. There's a man wrote a book one time called Helps to Holiness. His name was Samuel Bringle. And they called, it's just a little book. It turned into a classic. And everybody thought, that is the best little book. And they said, what started that? Some guy hated him. He threw a brick. Tried to hit him in the head with a brick. Nearly killed him. And he sat down and got to thinking about his enemies and how bad his life was. And he wrote that book. And it became a Christian classic. And you know what people said? If there had been no little brick, there would be no little book. If there had been no little brick, there would be no little book. I can look back and say that. My life. I sure wouldn't want to go back and go through some of the storms that I've been through. Ain't enough money in this town to make me do that, go through that again. But if there had been no brick, there would be no book. Because God brought Paul and all them people through that storm. Are you going through a storm this morning? Come on, y'all. Are you in a storm? When my ship is tossed at sea, that's when Jesus rescues me. You know what the Lord wants to do for you this morning? He wants to step right up there and speak peace to your storm. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. She's playing softly. Nobody's moving. God's speaking to hearts here today. There's somebody here this morning that needs to slip right out of your seat. Come down here and get down on your knees and say, "Lord, I'm going to be thankful in my storm." You say, "Brother Danny, this is the first time I ever had spent Thanksgiving by myself, without mama, without daddy, without my husband, without my wife. I'm scared and I'm worried." Be thankful in your storm.